It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams has just opened the inaugural National Urban Rat Summit here in New York City. The goal of the summit is to bring together experts to share the best rat mitigation practices. Mayor Adams started by speaking about the urgency of curbing the rat problem here in the city.
The disease is less carried. I remember as borough president, a group of mothers came to me showing me photos of rats that would get into the cribs of their babies and eat the food on their faces. So it impacts the health, and it also impacts our mental stability.
The first day of the summit will focus on presentations from researchers and experts from cities in the U.S. and Canada. The second day will focus on the challenges of rat mitigation at parks, public housing, and construction sites, along with sewers, alleys, and trash containers. A doctor is now under arrest in Queens, accused of sexually assaulting a 21-year-old during a visit to an urgent care. Our Marla Diamond following the story. She joins us live.
NYPD has released a photo of Dr. Amir Sitafawala. The Queens Special Victims Unit thinks there may be multiple victims of the 72-year-old doctor who has been charged with sexually assaulting a 21-year-old man in August at an urgent care called Modern MD on Jamaica Avenue in Woodhaven. We went there this morning. A woman behind the desk said that that doctor didn't work there, and she asked me to leave. Dr. Sitafawala is a resident of Manhasset and was released on bail last March on similar assault charges. He's due back in court in November in both cases. The NYPD has released his photo, and they ask anyone who may have had contact with him to call Crime Stoppers. They do think that there may be more victims of this doctor out there. We have tried to reach out to his attorney. We are awaiting a response. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Woodhaven, Queens.
And disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is back in court today, being arraigned on a new indictment on up to three additional sex crimes charges. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's office said last week that a grand jury had heard evidence of three alleged assaults. One in the mid-2000s at the Tribeca Grand Hotel, which is now known as the Roxy, another at a lower Manhattan residential building, and a third in May of 2016 at another Tribeca hotel. Weinstein is also awaiting retrial in his landmark Me Too case after New York's highest court overturned his 2020 conviction earlier this year. His appearance in court today happening after he was excused from a hearing last week because he was recovering from emergency heart surgery. Donald Trump will be holding his rally at Nassau Coliseum tonight, where security is expected to be extremely tight. It will be Trump's first rally since the second attempt on his life this past weekend at a golf club in Florida. Very heavy traffic is expected around Nassau Coliseum today into tonight. Drivers, you might want to avoid the area. In fact, Nassau County officials put out a traffic advisory that starts at 3 p.m. today. And Hofstra University students will be learning remotely after 1 p.m. today. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris, also campaigning, she'll be in D.C. today delivering remarks at the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute's annual conference. Well, fed up with an increase in crime in their neighborhood, some residents of Jackson Heights are calling on the city to do something about it.
As children were walking by the triangle area here of 90th and Roosevelt about 8:30 in the morning, I spoke with Justin, who works at nearby Catholic Charities. He was watching the ongoing prostitution.
By one of the beauty stores over here, there's at least a couple of people that are just lurking around throughout the day. And I'm a little surprised it's broad daylight that they're out here instead of the nighttime.
The part of the coalition having this rally the end of the month to rescue Roosevelt, former council member Hiram Montserrat.
We're standing here at 8 in the morning, and we've noticed some pretty blatant things going on right in front of us here. So
I'm right here on 90th and Roosevelt with you right now, and we can see the streetwalkers, the brothels.
Another urgent issue in this area, he tells me, shoplifting gangs have been stealing from supermarkets and drugstores and then reselling the stolen goods hours later here on the street. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Jackson Heights.
Attorneys for Sean Diddy Combs will be making another appeal this afternoon in a Manhattan courtroom in the hopes of getting bail for their client. Combs has been in a New York City jail since his indictment on sex trafficking, racketeering, and other charges. Combs is accused of hitting and abusing women for over a decade while also presiding over what's being described as an empire of sexual crimes. Citing substance abuse and anger issues, the judge denied bail for Combs and ordered him to remain behind bars. Attorneys for Combs say he plans to fight the charges.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.